This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody!
I think the last time I was doing that was last year for my birthday.
Shots?
Yeah, you know, we had like a little combination thing at the little bike place, and everybody that walked in wanted to buy shots. So I had shots of bourbon, I had shots of tequila, I had shots of other stuff, I had a beer over there. Felt good leaving that place.
When was your birthday?
Last year, August.
I don't want to call BS on you, but I'm going to call BS on you.
No.
I know the last time you did a shot. All right, I know a more recent.
I'm saying when I was doing like this song.
Oh.
I'm not saying a shot. Yeah. I'm talking about like shots.
I know. I know when we were at the Silver Leaf Comfort Station, there was some tequila flowing.
Yeah. I was like, we had what, one, two?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like 10, 15.
Shout out to Bill Strang. Also, shout out to Tailgate Ted, making moves. Landfill, we're making moves, son. Shout out to Penn Quarter Sports Tavern. Shout out to everybody involved in Operation Wings and Cheesesteaks. Right now, the MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. People want to know why the phones are open because you get to ask an NFL legend anything you want. It's Ask BBH.
All right, Jeff, get ready to answer these questions. NFL legend.
We got him. Brian, I hope you understand. We had to move Ask BMH Anything around because we have the governor of the great state of Maryland joining us at 1:15.
Bro, you know me. I'm flexible. I can move.
Very flexible.
Stick and move.
Despite all of Jeff's sexrobics, I still think Brian's the most flexible out of all of us.
Short arms for a dude at 6'2".
Jeff? Jeff is the, he's kind of T-Rex.
He looks like a Tyrannosaurus.
You know, yeah, he's got a T-Rex built.
So y'all got jokes today, huh?
G is in Sterling. G, ask B. Mitch anything.
How you doing, bro?
Hello?
What's happening?
How you doing, B. Mitch and Mr. Finley?
We're good.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I remember one time you came out here to the Herndon Golf Course. You was with Raleigh McKenzie.
Yeah.
And you didn't play all 18 holes. You only played 9. I think you even had to go to work or you was catching a plane. Do you remember that?
I think I was going to work that day.
Yeah, I remember. So you ain't played the whole 18. So that's 2 times you left.
2 times I left what? The course, you're saying?
Gee, I gotta be honest. I love when people call up with random tales of when they met B. Mitch.
When I was leaving
but you
to
have
go
a question?
When I'm leaving to go to work, I'm leaving to go to work. So that's different. I'm saying I don't let the weather make me leave.
I believe you though.
I'm talking
you went to work.
But you're not listening to what I said. I said for weather.
I
never said anything about not leaving the course because I had to go to work.
I don't even understand.
Okay, what? D, you got it, man. You the man, dog.
All right, bro.
You here, man. I'm just pulling your chain, dog.
Right. Thank you, dude.
Gotcha, bro.
All right.
Have a great day. Avoid the snow. That was a wild ride.
Yellow snow for sure.
I got to be honest. I really like that guy. He's a fan of the program, and we support that. We are on a cold streak of callers, fellas. Like, you know, when you're a when you're
he wanted to prove me wrong.
When you're a baseball player, are you aware of what they do to break out of a hitting slump for pro baseball players?
They bunt.
No, they find the fattest chick at the bar and they do what they can.
We're like 2 for 26 right now.
Yo,
it's been rough.
All right, let's go to the next
one.
We're
in a calling slump. Now, there are some shows out there that would wonder, maybe the guy screening the calls isn't on his A game. Not us. We would never think that.
Go to the next caller.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to throw me under the bus. The man had a legit question. He asked B, did he remember him not playing the entire 18 rounds of golf?
Yeah, I was going to
18
work.
Rounds?
18 holes of golf.
Yeah, I was going to work.
Blake, that was his question.
Blake is on the line.
What's up, Blake?
What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP?
We need you to be the slump buster, buddy.
I'm good at that. Look, B-Mitch, as an athlete that was Ironman in the NFL, Redskins, DC legend, you know, Ovi's going through something he hasn't really gone through in his career, you know, an injury that's going to put him out for extended periods of time. I know you only missed one game in your NFL career. You know, what kind of pride does this take out of Ovi? How mental is this for him? And, you know, at 39, as a great athlete as he is, you know, how do you think this is going to affect him, you know, coming from an athlete's perspective?
I don't think it's going to take no pride from him. I don't think it's going to take any pride away from him. I just think that, you know, at this moment, he's going to be wondering why now, because he was playing so well, you know. But if you know anything about Ovi, when people started questioning him 10 years ago, he's come back and been exceptional. So I think he's going to dig deep, work out hard as he can. When he hit the ice, he's going to be ready to go again, you know, because, listen, man, bone break is probably way better than a ligament tear. So that thing, he probably healed up quickly, and he could be ready to go.
Thanks for the call, Blake.
No different answer.
Yep. And it's like, I mean, listen, if I were going through, was playing as well as he was playing, and then now something is hurt, I'm asking the doctor, what can I do to make this heal quicker? And I'm doing everything I have to do to make sure this thing will come back quicker and I can get back on the ice. Because he was playing at an alarming, an outstanding pace.
Great. Good call. We had a guy was at the plate. He hit a single. It was a good call. Great answer. Hmm? We have a Jeff from Bowie on the line.
Jeff is not from Bowie.
I'm sorry. Chesapeake.
B. Mitch.
Yo.
It's Dallas week. Favorite, what's your most memorable play against Dallas for you?
Most.
And then the second part of the question is, what's your most memorable play from any of your teammates or any guys that came after you against Dallas?
Most memorable play against Dallas was scoring a touchdown on them at the end of the game in RFK Stadium. That was, I forgot the year, 93, 94? Something like the 92, 93, somewhere along those lines. The most memorable watch, wasn't that LeVar that hit Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
That was fun.
He ended his career, basically.
I'm not saying that he ended his career, but when he hit him, coming across to hit him, how he came across that full speed, like you see when linebackers close on somebody, that was some closing there. And then I think the other one, Darryl Grant. Back in the day.
I wish I remembered that. Like, So we got asked this last night doing the podcast, and what's my favorite Dallas week memory? And honestly, the Dallas weeks of legend, the Darryl Grant one, I think, is the most legendary, mm-hmm. right? All of RFK Stadium chanting, we want Dallas to play an NFC title game to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that matters, man.
Yeah.
That is legendary. Flags fly forever. For me, I got a handful, I think, of Santana, it's kind of top of the list. Monday Night Miracle.
I was getting to that, too.
I think of Colt.
Colt McCoy.
No means no. Shout out to Tony Wiley. I think of both games, Robert's rookie year, the Thanksgiving game where they just beat the hell out of him.
With
the offense.
Alfred. Alfred Moore.
So that was week 17.
Yeah, but that's when it was 207 yards rushing.
It was a win and in. Yeah. Rob Jackson grabbed that interception off Tony Romo. Like, that one. Week 17, 2012, FedEx bumped. Like, that's the one I think of. Personally, the one that means probably the most to me was when Dallas missed the field goal late And after the game, Trent Williams said that was for Tandler. That was the week Tandler passed.
Yeah.
And that one.
That was more of a sentimental aspect right
sure.
there.
Sure. I mean, totally. You and I that worked with Rich, it was a different thing.
And for a player thinking about the game,
a player of
to
Trent's
have
caliber,
that on
dude.
His mind and say that, and that's what I tell people all the time. When players tell you they don't pay attention to stuff outside of the sport, they're lying. Players are alert. They know every damn thing.
A player
and they definitely
Trent's
know what you're talking
caliber.
Negative about, and they know the people that were very, very much in their corner
yeah.
at all times,
yeah.
and they remember those people even more. Believe
yeah,
me.
Man. Like, it's very bizarre, but, like, the media that's there all the time is a part of the thing over yeah. the course of the year.
Especially if they know you're – have their best interest at heart.
And RT did.
They will talk to you.
For sure.
They will have time for you. If you're not, you probably never get an interview.
Shout out to RT. We miss you, brother. Couple questions from the chat I want to run through. And Landfill, maybe you can help with this. BJL1906 says, B. Mitch, I pulled up next to you at a stoplight in 2004. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, stop like this. So I pulled up to me in 2004.
Alex Malky says, B. Mitch, I spotted you at Cub Run Rec Center in Chantilly in 2004. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Just
I don't know who the person is. Did they talk to me?
I'm just saying.
Let me just say this. If
this
you see
is
me,
everybody's favorite game. If you is B. Mitch, see do you remember
me,
when we
if
met?
If you see me somewhere, come and talk to me. And then when you ask those questions the years later, I may be able to recall. But if you just saw me and I never knew that you saw me, I never had a conversation with you, they have nothing to spark my attention. I don't know.
If you see me in the streets,
speak.
All right.
Don't see me and then go tell somebody, oh, man, I saw B. Mitch. He's stuck up.
How do you do it, Jeff?
Never say nothing to me.
Larry,
hey, yo.
Larry is in Davidsonville. What up, Larry?
Hey, guys. So I have a stupid question. Why is it on a two-point conversion, why is a reception or a catch not considered a reception?
Ooh, I don't even know. I thought it was.
It's interesting. I think it's a dead. I think
it's a dead ball play.
There's no
I know
like
that.
Statistics involved, but like for a fantasy perspective,
don't they give statistics for the extra point?
You get the point total,
but the guy kicked the
kicker,
the extra
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. There's no yardage. That's
yeah.
But if you get an interception and go all the way back, isn't it an interception for a two-point conversion, and it's, what's it, 100 yards? What they call
I don't know
it
about that.
I think you just get the points.
If you get an interception, they're going to give you an interception, right? Or well, they won't.
I don't know.
You know what?
It's
not a stupid question. That was a great question.
It was
because
a really
you
good
know
question.
What? We don't know the answer, so yeah. we're going to have to find an answer out for
Yo,
you.
Yo, hold on with the we. This is Ask B. Mitch anything.
No,
I'm
no.
just along
well,
for the ride.
All
bro.
I know, we've been on Ask B. Mitch for 18 minutes, and you've been talking for 15 of them.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
Larry,
you, dude.
Larry, so we're going to ask JP because he's the one that's supposed to know all this.
He's
the rule guy.
Another
I love
one.
It.
That's a good one. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Larry. Larry,
you
can stop. I'm not
thank
even
you.
Cutting you off. Stay there. this is one I'm fascinated by. When the official like stats that get kept for mostly D linemen, but for anybody playing defense, right?
Uh-huh.
There's tackles for loss, TFLs, QB hits, QB pressures, and sacks. If you get a sack, is that one of everything?
It should be.
It should be, right?
You pressured
yeah.
him.
You pressured him, you
Absolutely.
Hit him, you tackled him for a
yeah,
loss.
But it's just a sack.
I've asked real rules officials that question. Can't get an answer.
Well, you know what? Don't ask him that dumb question anymore. Ask him the question that Larry just asked us.
All right.
Maybe we get an answer. Thanks, Larry.
Shout out to Larry and Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Larry, you educated me and JP, and we're going to be able to educate a lot of people when we get this answer.
Thanks, buddy.
Any referees out there, please, can you call
but
in?
That's not a ref thing. That's a statistician thing.
But the referee might know.
Sure.
Judge Austin, call us, man. We know you did football. Why?
You know who I'd love to hear him on the Hayfield thing. and that may not be on the
that
air.
May be off the air.
Speaking of off the air, I'd love to hear Steve Sands on the Hayfield thing.
I'm going to call Steve. Yeah, I know he got some choice words.
How do you feel about talking to Crank? I feel good.
I like Crank, man.
Crank, ask B anything.
Yo, AB Mitch, I got a two-part question for you.
All right,
so look, I ain't talking about peak. I'm talking about their full career. Who you got? Who's a better corner, Ty Law or Darrell Revis?
Ooh.
That's good. You want some numbers? I'll pull them.
No, I don't need no numbers. I think Darrell Revis was great for a short period of time for the most part. Ty Law was good extended period of time. So you got to go with the guy that did it the longest and the most effective over that time.
Well,
I agree with you.
I would also add Ty Law's got 3 rings.
As I stated.
And they changed the rules for this dude because he was too physical with Marvin Harrison. This is my second part. So it's fourth and goal.
Revis's ceiling might have been higher, though.
That's
when
the
he was at his absolute best.
He made that. He say, I'm putting that in there. I'm not talking about peak. I'm talking about the whole time.
Revis does have a ring. I forgot that. He went to New England.
Okay, 3 is more than 1. Go ahead, Craig. JP, keep forgetting.
So, look, the second part is you playing quarterback. It's fourth and goal from the 12-yard line. We done lost some yards, right?
Yeah.
You got to either throw – you got either Santana Moss or you got Terry McLaurin, and you got Ty Law checking them. Who you throwing to? Who you throwing the fade or the out route? Whoever you throwing it to. Which one you picking?
I'm going
to
be honest with you. If he's being covered tightly, I'm going to throw it to Terry. Because I know Tanner's going to shake him and he's going to be lost. He's going to be wide open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I would have depending on which side I come out on, if I come out, Tanner's going to be open. Because Tanner will shake up the big corner. And Terry is that dude who's physical, probably going to probably go up there and take the ball for him. Because Terry got them vice grip for hands.
Okay. All right. That's a bet. That's all I got.
So depending on if I come out Terry's side, I'm going to give him a chance. I come out Santana's side, I'm going to just hope I don't miss him.
Doug Kammerer. Thank you, buddy. Doug Kammerer joins the program next. What the hell's going on with the weather? Let's find out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Petersburg,
dude, I love talking to you guys. I love talking to you guys. Not to mention the fact you're talking to me about snow. I mean, here I am sitting down here in the sunshine. It's upsetting, but at the same time, I'm not in good weather right now. It's 60 degrees and it's 30 mile an hour wind. The Gulf of Mexico looks horrible. And again, this area is still reeling from Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. So, you know, a lot of the hotels still aren't even open yet.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know you were in Florida. I wouldn't have bugged
you. Do not apologize.
Okay. Woo. Landfill, look out the window and tell Doug if it's snowing or not. Because Brian has very different definitions. All right, it's currently not snowing.
It's not snowing.
But the temperature dropped like 50 degrees
overnight. It was snowing on 95 and 495, though.
It was snowing in my house. My wife sent me a video. What do
it was
we got?
In my house.
What do we got today? What do we got coming this weekend? What does game time look like Sunday, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, so what we talked about the other day with the snowfall, right? Like the snow coming down during the morning hours. Now, of course, temperatures are getting up there a little bit. So even at the airport, they reported flurries today, so that'll go down as snow officially at the airport today. So that's really cool to have snow in the month of November. We just, you know, we don't see that very often. We've had it a couple of years ago, but we don't see that all too often. So it's kind of cool. There's actually some accumulation just north of parts of northern Montgomery County, up towards Frederick County and Carroll County, getting some accumulation up there. So that's some pretty cool stuff, too. And I was looking at it on my cameras at home and just, you know, watching it come down. It's awesome, man. We got this nice little storm that's bringing us this cold weather today. You know, high temperatures, if we reach 43, I think we'll be lucky, but I do think we'll have that. And then we have some breezy conditions, too. And then tomorrow is looking a lot better as far as sunshine
goes. What's the high?
Goes,
what's the high?
Still windy. So, it's not a golf day, if you mentioned.
I don't mind. I played in Scotland.
What about
you get everything in Scotland.
That kind of changes temperatures.
Yeah, it's like it's going to be like 54.
Oh, Jeff, we can play.
I mean, which is not terrible, right? But you'll probably have winds of 20 miles an hour tomorrow, 25. So it's going to be breezy. It's going to be chilly.
What?
Same forecast for the Commanders game. I mean, it's 1 o'clock
really?
Game.
Ooh.
And you're talking about that. You remember what time did you start tailgating, right? Right around noon?
Well, Doug, so Jeff's 25-yard slice is going to be like 75 yards tomorrow.
Depending on which side you're on.
Doug and Amelia did a segment for All Ears the other night where they gave us the weather report with this really cool graphic stuff for the game, right? And they said, oh, you know, when you arrive the tailgate, you get there about noon. And I said to Doug, you get there at noon for a 1 o'clock
Amelia
game?
Amelia did the graphic. I did the graphic with her. I went
Amelia
on with her and showed it. I didn't see it until afterwards. I did not notice it was at noon.
You tailgate, you get there about 9:30.
Yeah, I said 10.
By noon, you can't walk a straight line.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, we went to a game the other day, and we got down there at like 10:30. For a 1 o'clock game, we were tailgating, so that was a ton of fun. And you know what's great about it, guys? I love seeing that out there at Northwest. I was about to call FedEx. You know, I think we can all still do that, whatever. But I love seeing that because in years past, we haven't seen as many people there tailgating.
It's been awesome.
It was great. I mean, the feeling around our team, it's we finally got something here.
Yeah, man. It's a big weekend for them to kick the Cowboys' ass.
Yes.
Dude, you had your big winter weather forecast last week or so.
Yep.
Now that we're getting snow before Thanksgiving, do you have to alter it at all? Or was this?
No, okay. Not at all. Because we were talking about, you know, with my forecast, talking about what to expect in December. Like, I really think December is going to start off really cold. And this is something that I talked about in my winter forecast, that December could actually be the cold month. December and February, I thought, would be the two coldest months. And we have a good chance of seeing some snow, maybe some, you know, some good snow in the month of December. And I also said that's why if you talk about Christmas, we have a better chance Christmas, New Year's time to see snowfall than we normally do. We don't normally get. I think our percentage is less than 10% of white Christmases, but I think we have a better chance this year. So that's good news too.
Okay. All right. So this cold. We've kind of had this really nice weather for a while, where it's like 65 or whatever. Is it kind of over? Is like fall into winter here?
It's over. Yeah. I mean, I don't see that coming back for a while. We're stepping into cold, and we got a cold pattern that's sitting up. So yeah. I mean, next week's going to get really cold again. Got another storm right around Thanksgiving. That's going to be really hard for travel. So we'll see about that too.
Okay, man. You enjoy yourself in Florida. So, game time.
I got a quick question. I got a question for B Mitch if we still got time.
Yeah,
fire away.
So as a player, B, you know, we're just coming off these two losses to, you know, really good teams, and now we're going up against the Cowboys, which of course are our rivals, but they're not a very good team. Dak's not playing. CD may be out. How do you, as a player, go into a game like that and so it's not a, you don't get surprised. You don't get Steelered last night where the Browns have a game of their lives and what was an incredible night weather wise. That was so much fun.
How do you
as a player stay up for that, man?
They are 100% healthy, and they didn't care about us when they was beating our ass, so we're gonna beat their ass. That's the way I get ready for it.
Well, I love that, but I hate seeing that, you know, when teams like and I'll say DC teams, because, you know, the Wizards are one of those too, where we got a team coming in we're supposed to beat them,
yeah,
and yet we don't beat them. You know, what is that as a player? What are you thinking when you're getting out there? I mean, I know initially you go out there and
you're right there though, Doug. You cannot listen to what the media and the fans are saying.
Yeah,
because they always say, oh, you got to win this game. Oh, we can't lose this game. The player can never think that way.
Yep.
Cameron, we appreciate you, brother,
man.
Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
Have fun.
All right, that's our guy, Doug Cameron, chief meteorologist for NBC4. You can follow him at Doug Cameron, 2 M's, 2 R's. Right now, legitimate Breaking news on the Fan.
Yeah.
I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on the Fan. Breaking news is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. After Daniel Jones was benched, they've now moved on entirely. The Giants are releasing quarterback Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones asked for his release, and now both sides will be moving on. Daniel Jones released by the New York Giants. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on the Fan.
Well, I saw that, and that's how I was trying to get to it. It popped up, and then when Landy said breaking news, I said, okay, we're going to go there.
I get it. If he gets injured, there's guaranteed money on that deal. If he gets injured, they got to pay him.
But when you go ask for a release and you're granted it, do you get the rest of your money that you're supposed to get?
No.
You don't get it?
I'm reading from Pelissero now. Daniel Jones was due $30.5 million in 2025 with a $41 million cap number. But the Giants owe him no more cash beyond this season if they release him before March 16th. And at March 17th, 12 of the 23 mil would have become guaranteed. So if they trade him or cut him, it's a $22 million cap hit. But, I mean, they're out.
But and I'm here's saying, the other thing. Does he get the rest of his money? Because normally if you get to a certain point, you are getting the rest of your salary for that year. The fact that he requested a release, does he get that money now? I know it's only 6-7 games left.
We're diving into it. The Giants just cut Daniel Jones. Holy moly. That is a really bad deal. Joe Shane, man, it's piling up on you. If you want bad deals, look at the Giants front office. If you want good deals, go to Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Brian and I have each bought cars with these people. I've leased cars with these people. I get my cars serviced by these people. They are like family to me, legitimately. I call Biagi and Garb. I call these dudes all the time. Billy and Chantilly knows all of Brian's kids. Like, we work with Orsman Automotive of Virginia because we choose to. You can buy a car anywhere, but you can't get the same level of service and people that you get at all 7 of their dealerships located all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. They got all the brands, all the makes, all the models you want. And B, they got the Orsman Lifetime Edge.
They got the Lifetime Edge, and they treat your family with respect. Normally, you don't want a lady sometime to go over to a car dealership because they try to take over them and mess over them. I send my daughters all the time because I know Billy and his crew will take care of them. They give you the Orsman Lifetime Edge with $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance. They give you loaner cars with every major maintenance, and they give you that lifetime engine guarantee. And if you're trying to sell a car, take it to Orsman. They don't go with that 100% or a little bit less. They pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. They like to keep their customers happy at Orsman. You can take it from JP and I, two extremely satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
Lady Gaga in the movie The Star is Born is fantastic. Anybody seen that? I cried on an airplane watching that movie. I have a really weird crying on airplane streak. It's a brain thing.
Ain't a brain thing. You just sit there. Just tell the truth.
So are you, dog. Jeffrey.
I don't cry for movies, dog. What are you talking about?
Jeffrey.
My name is Jeff.
Two things. It's my understanding lunch for Penn Quarter Sports Tavern is going to get here about 12:30. Shout out to Mike Brand. We appreciate you.
Way to go, Mike.
Also, it's my understanding you made a song, Jeff.
Yes. It's Dallas week. Let's make some go-go, baby.
Let's get
into it.
One of the most historical rivalries in the National Football League. Washington versus Dallas. Although this rivalry may not mean much to many, to the many people in the DMV, it means a lot. This game brings so many families together, yet it tears so many families apart. Although these teams have a rich history of playing each other, they only met in an NFC Conference Championship twice. And Washington won both times. Since an adolescent, I knew I loved rapping. That burgundy and gold when I got that starter jacket. Watching Santana, the cowboy killer. Man, I remember that Monday night thriller. Or let me take it back to the 6th of November. When Sean scooped it quick after Troy blocked the attempt. Now it's time to go and lace him up again. But this time we gon' beat him with some old friends. Left hand up, it's a party at the Fed. Ain't nobody known to get down like this. Left hand up, get down like this. No, we really going on another level this Sunday. Like I told y'all, it means a lot. And to all my fans, don't feed into that build-up to knock them down BS that the mainstream do. We here to support our boys. We on the come up. Get your left hand up. Get your left hand up. Get your left hand up. Knuckle Up Records.
That's the best one yet.
I like it, though.
I think that was so
thanks,
good.
Thanks,
that was really, really good. Like the Santana line early on. That was truly, truly great, Jeff. I love when you show the world what you're capable of, and you did it right there, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And shout out to Scotty G. He said, Jeff loves talking on the track in the beginning and the end. Yes, I do.
Well, hell, it's your song.
Yeah.
Should you be able to talk?
Will Mendez.
That's our Scotty?
No. Another Scotty.
I was about to say.
Wild card Scotty. It is funny that there's a Scotty G in the chat that isn't wild card
Scotty.
Isn't
Scotty Gentile or something like that? Isn't Gentile? Whatever.
Something like that, yeah. Will Mendez in the chat says, left hand all the way up over here in line at Panera. You heard? You imagine there's just a dude at Panera with AirPods in, putting his left hand up as everybody's waiting in line for a bowl of broccoli cheddar soup.
What are you getting at Panera, by the way?
Yo, Will Mendez, what are you getting at Panera? I don't know where this came from. Adrian Green, I think, went to my high school. He just shouted out all the neighborhoods off East-West Highway, off 16th Street, Summit Hills, Rosemary, Paddington Square, Friendly Gardens, Rollingwood. So many kids I grew up with, played sports with, lived in those neighborhoods. Shout out 88. When we come back, Nui Scruggs from Dallas. Nobody go anywhere.